Welcome to Finland and Amazonia, Björk. Very much. You are now in your home country, Iceland, a very big national hero. But before, they misunderstood you. You were a terrible child. And how does that affect you? Do they try to do you some sort of ambassador right now?
Well, I'm always doing the same thing, really. Just trying to make a music best I can. And one day people misunderstand it, the next day they understand it, and I don't know, I think I've been very lucky. Most of the times I'm understood. It's a nice balance, I think.
Björk, I would like to ask you, where is your spiritual home right now? Where you feel that you are in home?
When I'm with my friends, really, or family.
In Iceland, in London, does it matter?
Well, it really varies. You kind of surprise yourself with those things. You go home on Christmas and then you cry because you miss your bicycle. You know, it's very unpredictable where your heart is, you know. But I think most of the time it's not Icelandic people. It's maybe more because I used to hitchhike quite a lot on my own as a teenager. And maybe it's just being alone. In the nature rather than being in Reykjavik or something. That's kind of my home.
Björk, you have a two role. You are a mother and then you are a pop star. How do you combine these two together? Or can you combine those?
I think most of the world, people in the world who have children, they have to work as well. End of story. So they can give their children food, you know, and roof. And I don't think, for some reason, people tend to think that my combination is more complicated than, for example, being a nurse in a hospital and having children. Or I think it's similar, you know. And I think with all people, they have to try to balance between, you know, work life, social life, you know, family, love life. And everybody is, and the balance is never, you know, complete. You always have to, every day you have to, okay, a bit more of this, okay, a bit more of this.
Björk, your mother is called Hilda and she is kind of a spiritual practitioner and she has her album come out yet too. How do you two get along together with your mom?
Well, I can't stay in the same house as her.
Really?
No, it's just classical, mother and daughter. You know, I love her very much. But she was from the hippie generation, so which she was a very classic sample from that. So I think I'm a very classic sample of a hippie child who wants things just to be a little bit more common sense and down to earth, you know.
In your life, you love to mix fantasy and reality, and you said that you are opposite with extremes. Why?
I think everybody, you know, you can't live with just fantasy or just reality, or you can't have 90%. You have to have 50-50. And I like things to be pure. I like extreme things like chocolate or Indian very strong food, but I don't like in between something boring like bread or potato, you know. And with the same thing with all other things, you know. I like things to be very imaginative and full force, strong fantasy, but then I like things to be very real and very I don't know. I don't think I'm wrong or right. I just think it's my character, you know.
Okay. It seems that you have very strong accent, even though you have been living in London for a long time. Is that just a part of your image that you have to pretend to be a kind of foreign pop star, or what?
I wish I knew what this image bollocks is. I just don't know what it is, you know. I can only talk the way I talk.
That's your real language.
You know, if I was that good at accent, I would probably be up there with Peter Sellers, you know, and the comedians of the world. But I'm sorry, this is just the way I am, you know.
Okay. Björk, you don't like when people call you a very gentle female creature. Why do you prefer that people sees you like a very hippie or some kind of a anarchist personality?
What was the first word you said? Sentimental?
People don't like that. That you don't like when people call you a very gentle female creature. You know, you are a girl,
yeah.
And they like to you be very nice. You know, and act like that way. Why don't you like that? You want to be an anarchist or something like
no,
that?
No, I have very many sides to me. You know, like everyone, mm. And I truly think that everybody is rude, nice, mad, happy, sad, stupid, intelligent, genius, boring, exciting. Everybody have all these sides, you know?
Who you are in the most?
Nothing. I'm very different from day to day. And I think everybody are like this. I think men are... I don't like to... I think our generation, the only way we are going to win some sort of battle, women, is just to ignore all these feminist bollocks. And every time they start complaining, you know, women about their position, just go like, and just do what you want to do, you know. Don't say, I can't be in a band, just go and do a band, you know. But I must admit...
Excuse me, I have to translate before you go too far. Do you feel that you have a responsibility like a pop star?
No.
Nothing. You are a big idol for many young people all over the world. Is that true?
Yes.
Now, before we close this interview, we want to give you a small present, because we heard that in Iceland that you enjoy the same stuff as we do in Finland, so here is our gift. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us in Amazonia, and have a good gig. You're having a gig in Pori?
Yeah,
and
tomorrow.
And be a happy girl.
Yeah,
be a happy one. And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.